तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः। सो हियर् In this third chapter entitled Karma Yoga, we have seen up to verse number 31. Bhagwan first discussed the topic of Karma Yoga elaborately and also showing it as a means of living one's life without disturbing the universal harmony by contributing for maintaining the ecological balance, etc. Towards then, in the 30th verse, Bhagawan said, again he briefed Karma Yoga. Let us read from verse number 30.
मयि सर्वाणि कर्माणि सन्न्यस्याध्यात्मचेतसा निराशीर्निर्ममो भूत्वा युध्यस्वविगतज्वरः।
सर्वाणि कर्माणि मयि सन्न्यस्य अध्यात्मचेतसा निराशीः निर्ममः भूत्वा Vigatajvaraha Yudhyasva. Bhagavan again explained beautifully in this verse, Karma Yoga. So what is it that enables a person convert his actions into a preparatory discipline? If a person is able to convert his activities into a preparatory disciplines, then it's called conversion of action into yoga is Karma Yoga. So converting one's actions into preparatory disciplines, converting the karma into a karma yoga, a yoga, is possible only if a person first of all has purushartha nischayaha. One must be very clear about his goal being moksha. And moksha is in the form of jnanam. So one must know the value of jnanam. One must become committed to the pursuit of jnanam, knowing the value of it. And once a person is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, naturally one has to choicelessly make all possible efforts to prepare one's mind for jnanam. It is then a person can do his duties, or the person has to do, in conformity with dharma, prayerfully seeking Bhagavan's grace to be able to live a life of dharma. So only when a person knows the value of dharma and a person lives a life of dharma, it is possible for one to have mastery over one's mind. One can manage one's emotions. One can manage one's strong likes and dislikes, anger, etc. That is how one can become in due course of time adequately pure. Absolutely one cannot become pure. Even if a person strictly lives a life of karma yoga, it is impossible for one to become absolutely pure. Absolute purity is possible only when a person's perspective changes, only when a person sees oneself as a person of fullness. When a person becomes free from sense of inadequacy centered on I, it is then naturally, effortlessly, all needs resolve, desires resolve, demands resolve, then as a result of which anger, jealousy, hatred, everything will be resolved for good in the wake of the jnanam effortlessly. That is why nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. There's nothing which is as purifying as jnanam. In the wake of the jnanam, the fundamental problem becomes resolved. All impurities resolve naturally, effortlessly. That is why it is jnanam, 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 jnanalum. Knowledge alone can help one have absolute purity. But karma yoga blesses a person's relative purification, which is very much important, without which it is not possible for one to focus and study, understand, assimilate, develop, meditate upon, ascertain. And mental purity also contributes a certain degree of purification, the steadiness. And that is why dharma is emphasized. So karma yoga, so means living a life of actions completely governed by dharma, in which a person's will become totally surrendered to Bhagavan in the form of dharma. I mean, one's actions cannot be dictated by one's own personal likes and dislikes at all. Even though by activities one fulfills one's desires, the very performance of actions itself is for the fulfillment of one's desires, for taking care of one's needs. But still, actions of a karma yogi are not merely dictated by his likes and dislikes, is absolutely governed by his, consciously governed by his knowledge of right and wrong. That is when he becomes a person who performs his duties with adhyatma chetas. That is how a person becomes the one who is free from binding desires, free from even sense of possession, certain degree of lack of possessiveness. And then there's also no anxiety, because there's also preparedness. There's a prasada buddhi is there, because what every karma definitely produces result. Result is going to be there. There's no doubt about result being not there. There's no anxiety. Then even that, there's no anxiety about any result also. Success or failure, loss or gain, result is going to be there. And whatever is ordained is going to definitely happen, and whatever comes is only prasada, and what is going to come out is not permanent. All this understanding helps a person do his duty with focused attention without any anxiety about the result. The Lord Bhagavan says, Vigata Juraha Yudhyasva. We have seen this beautiful verse, Karma Yoga. And then Bhagavan says, if a person does not follow this teaching, in the sense, one has to choicelessly follow the discipline of Karma Yoga, involving Panchamahayagnas, that's the only way a person can take care of one's own peace, one's own relative peace, one's own, thereby one can live consciously without disturbing the universal order, thereby one can contribute for the universal peace also. There's no way of contributing for the universal peace without taking care of one's own peace. So one can be peaceful relatively, of course only in jnanam there's absolute peace, but until jnanam one has to be relatively peaceful even to pursue jnanam. And for that relative peace, one has to thoughtfully, consciously live. One must be free from the conflicts, free from being a split, having a split in the personality, for which no choice, one has to live a life of dharma. And that's why one has to choicelessly live a life of Panchamahayagyas. One has to be living a life of Panchamahayagyas means being conscious of the well-being of all other beings along with the, you know, conscious of all other well-being of all other beings. No being in the world can be taken for granted. One's own well-being is very important, and equally others' well-being is also equally important. That otherwise there's no way of oneself being peaceful and happy and harmonious. Panchamahayagyas had to be followed. And what is the benefit of following this Karma Yoga? Karma Yoga Phalam Bhagavan discusses in the 31st verse. And he said, Shaddhavantaha Anasoyantaha Ye Me Matam Idam Nityam Anutishtanti Manavaha Tepi Karabihi Muchyante. And Bhagavan promises here, very firm, strong promise. Those people who follow this way of life, this discipline, okay, instructed by me, those who follow this discipline with tremendous Shraddha and also without criticizing, finding fault with this. And those people definitely karma bihi muchyante. Bhagavan promises moksha for the karma yogis. Te api karma bihi muchyante. They'll all be liberated from the all, they will become liberated from the bondage of karma. And we have come to the 32nd verse. This is today's class.
Ye tve tadabhyasu yantaha nanutishthanti me matam sarvajnana vimodham sthan vidhinashtana chetasaha. Ye tve tadabhyasu yantaha nanutishthanti me matam sarvajnana vimodham sthan vidhinashtana chetasah.
So Bhagavan says, the consequence of not following the way of life ordained by Bhagavan, the consequence of not following the discipline prescribed by Bhagavan, because what is prescribed by the Shastram is prescription of Bhagavan. So he says, Yetu yetad matam na anutishtanti. Me yetad matam ye na anutishtanti. Those people who do not follow this matam, means what? This teaching of mine. Matam, I told you already, in Kena Upanishad we came across the word matam. Matam means known, matam means thought, matam means considered, matam means viewed. Matam, if you take it as a noun, view, contention. But here, when Bhagavan says matam, Bhagavan's contention, Bhagavan's view is not like a human being's view, differable view. Bhagavan's view means Bhagavan's vision, Bhagavan's teaching. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Ye me idam etad matam na anutishthanti. People who do not follow this teaching of mine, my teaching, why they do not follow? Abhyasuyantaha. See, abhyasuyati. Asuyati. Asuyati means feels jealousy. Feels jealousy. People who are jealous, envious, are said to be abhyasuyantaha, asuyantaha janaha. Verb is abhyasuyati. Asuyati. Asuyati is a verb. Abhi is a prefix. So abhyasuyati is also a verb, same meaning. Abhyasuyantaha adjective. So abhyasuyantaha means, literally means being envious, being jealous. But here, how can people be jealous of Bhagavan? What it means is being critical. See, when a person is jealous of some other person, and the jealousy of the person will get expressed in the form of criticism of other person. If I am jealous of somebody else, then when I say something about the other person, I express some criticism. So being critical itself, Pooja Swami used to say, proofreader. Always you find fault, try to find fault with something or the other, with the other person. Then the being critical of other person itself sometimes is expression of one, some sort of a jealousy, envy. Bhagavan does not say envious. So abhyasuyanta means being critical and being censure. Censuring, being critical and finding fault with the teaching. Abhyasuyantaha, those people who do not follow this teaching of mine, na anutishtanti me etad matam, and those people, sarvajnana vimudhaha, sarvajnana vimudhan tan vidhi, nashtachetan achetasaha. Bhagavan uses four strong words. Arjuna, tan vidhi, may you understand them to be sarvajnana vimudhaha, nashtaha, achetasaha. Three words. Sarvajnana vimudhaha, nashtaha, achetasaha. Tan vidhi, may you understand them to be sarvajnana vimudhan, nashtan, achetasaha. Means they are lost, totally ruined. Understand them to be ruined people. Understand them to be people who lack the discriminative understanding. Understand them to be deluded. Achetasaha. Sarvajnani mudhan tan vidhi. Okay. This is the literal meaning of two verses. So what Bhagavan says here? Sarvajnana vimodhan tan vidhi. Yetu tad viparitaha. To people who do not follow the life of Panchamaha Yajnas, do not live a kind of karma yoga, definitely they do not have, first of all, Purushartha Nischaya. They have no idea of what jnanam is all about. They do not know the importance of jnanam. They do not know the importance of dharma. So, yetu tad viparitaha. Tad viparitaha means what? People who oppose the teaching, who do not accept the teaching. People who are different from those people who follow my teaching. Viparitaha, etad mama matam, this my teaching, abhyasuyantaha means what? Nindantaha. Abhyasuyati is equal to nindati. So abhyasuyan nindan, abhyasuyantaha nindantaha. So finding fault with the teaching, criticizing the teaching, censuring, abhyasuyantaha nindantaha na anutishtanti, they do not follow. See, to be able to follow something, you must have reverence, respect, shraddha, and you must know the value of it. And here, when they find fault with the teaching, criticize the teaching, how can they follow the teaching? Abhyasuyantaha means nindantaha na anutishtanti, means na anuvartante. They do not follow the teaching, me matam, my teaching. And who are they? Bhagavan says, Bhagavad Pada says, beautifully, sarvajnana vimodhaha is the word used by Shankaracharya, Bhagavad Krishna. Shankara Bhagavad Pada says, sarveshu jnaneshu vividam mudhaha. Ye sarveshu jnaneshu vividam mudhaha, te sarvajnana vimodhaha. So vividam mudhaha means what? They are deluded in many ways. With regard to any discipline. So sarveshu jnaneshu, with regard to any discipline, vividam mudaha, they are deluded in many ways. What does it mean? they first of all they do not have clear understanding of the purushartha, so do not have very important, do not know the knowledge, importance of knowledge, and they therefore they are not committed to the pursuit of jnanam. So in the context, they do not understand the importance of dharma. Therefore, they do not know the importance of living a life of karma yoga. They do not understand what this discipline of karma yoga means. There's a confusion. They have no clarity about this discipline called karma yoga. They do not know the connection between the discipline of karma yoga and jnana yoga. They do not know what jnana yoga is. They have no understanding of what this discipline called jnana yoga means. Why it should be followed. They have no idea. Because they do not know the importance of the discipline of jnana yoga. They do not know what it jnana yoga is. Because they do not know knowledge is the ultimate goal. They do not know the knowledge, the connection between jnanam and moksha as sadhana sadhya sambandha. The connection between jnanam and moksha as means and the goal. Therefore, they do not know the value of dharma also. Therefore, they may not be able to follow dharma. They may not follow dharma. So, because they do not know the value of dharma, they do not know the importance, the necessity, or the choicelessness of having to follow the life of karma yoga. But they do not know what karma yoga is. There's a confusion about it. This is what is said to be sarveshu jnaneshu. And what is worship? How worship is significant? What is prayer? How prayer is effective? At the same time, what advantage of prayer? What advantage of worship? What is the limitation of prayer? What is the limitation of worship? They do not know. What is Ishvara? They do not know. They're confused about Ishvara. And how Ishvara is not just, they do not understand Ishvara being order. They do not understand Ishvara being very knowledge, the manifest knowledge. They have no clue about that. That is how they have confusion. They deluded with regard to all disciplines in many ways. This is what sarvajnana mudaha. Sarveshu jnaneshu vividham mudaha. They deluded in many ways with regard to many disciplines. So they sarvajnani mudhan tan vidhi, and Arjuna may understand them to be people of delusion in many ways with regard to all disciplines. Therefore, what when they do not know anything, when they are confused about everything, I should not say they do not know everything, they are confused about everything. There's no clarity. Why I should live? They might have heard the word karma yoga, but they do not know why I should live a life of karma yoga. What is living a life of karma yoga? How it's a karma governed life, way of life? There's no understanding. So when it is simply, when they say, I have to live a life of karma yoga following dharma, they only simply feel burdened because they think they feel controlled because they do not understand, they do not see the big picture. See, we have to understand the whole huge, the mosaic of many facts interconnected. We should know why, how each discipline is connected to the each other discipline. Ultimately, what's the purpose? Everything has to be understood properly. But they are deluded. They are such people. Because they're deluded, they're not able to follow. And they're doubtful, they're skeptical, they criticize, they find fault with the teaching. Therefore, nashtaha. Who can save such people? they perish. Nashtaha. Nasham gatan. Not only that, achetasaha avivekinaha. See, the mudaha means deluded. Deluded means people lack the discriminative understanding. Bhagavan again says, achetasaha means avivekinaha. They lack the discriminative understanding. This is the literal meaning of the quote is the meaning of the verse. And Bhagavad Pada presents the same teaching here. Avivekinaha. Okay. Sometimes, even, I tell you one thing, even if a person does not study the Karmakanda, of course, 99.9% of the Hindus, even 99.99% of the people do not study the Karmakanda. They do not know the Karmakanda, the way of life. What is Karma Yoga? Why should follow Dharma? Being worshipful, being prayerful, living a life of Dharma, understanding the significance of worship, efficacy of prayer, having an understanding of concept of Ishvara. Nothing is known. But still we do not know anything. Just because we do not study Karmakanda of the Veda, it's not that we should not follow. Even if a person does not study the Shastram, please understand, in India, anyway, the families have been for ages, timeless time. People have been all over India, in all the states also, in spite of the languages being different, customs being different, land being different, geographic conditions being different, still uniformly, they all follow one thing, the way of life enjoined by the Shastra. The way of life, we don't need to study the Karmakanda and understand. We can learn the way of life, the Karma Yoga, the importance of Dharma, importance of worship, importance of Panchamahayagyas. We simply people pick up from their parents, our grandparents. Because parents would have got it, this knowledge from the grandparents. Grandparents would have got from their grandparents. The paramparaya, through the lineage, because always we learn from elders. It's in Veda Shastram, it's called Vriddhavyavaharaha. Vriddhavyavaharaha, athava, you know, Sishta Acharaha. The behavior of the disciplined people of profound knowledge of the Shastram. So Sishta Acharaha. Sishtaha means disciplined people. Disciplined people, the people of profound understanding, magnanimous people, the well-wishers of all the people, all the beings, not the people alone, the well-wishers of the whole world. Everything. Hajipra Sishtaha, Sishtacharaha. So we say Vriddhavyavaharaha. The transactions of elders. Just being around grandparents and parents and elders, others, how they behave, how they live. The children who grow up in the cultural background, they pick up everything. Without studying the Veda Shastram also. That is why Vriddhavyavaharaha also becomes a means of knowledge. Generally, I'm not saying all elders are Mahatmas, but still generally, there's a commitment to Dharma, significant, they know the importance of worship, and the God, highly God-fearing. We can see even now, people become so, that is how sometimes people feel they're completely conditioned by parents. Some, you know, some philosophers like Jay Krishnamurti, they say we become conditioned. In fact, it is not conditioning. It's a question of understanding. People think, they mistake, okay, all Indian minds are very conditioned because always have to follow elders. We're always told to follow elders. You know, see the parents, see the grandparents, how they were worshipful, how they're prayerful, how they go to good temples, how they put, you know, on the Vibhuchandana Kumkum on the forehead. Everything, seeing elders, they become role models, exactly you follow. And they are very conscious of Dharma, so you become very conscious of Dharma. But some people also think, oh, these very people are spoon-fed, they're conditioned, and there's no freedom in thinking. People mistake, that's not true. Because certain things, when people are cannot be taught certain things, you just do, you make other person do. Isn't it? Just picking up. It's called this sort of cultural background. So people pick up also. So then people understand. Then even without knowing anything also, one can know the importance of. That's why in Pabuji Swami used to say, in villages also, people will easily use, even an uneducated, illiterate person will say, it's all my karma, I had to go through. Easily they'll say. Which means they don't need to study Vedanta Shastram for that. They'll simply say, my karma, they'll say. What they mean by that when they say, we don't know. But it is naturally there. Why I'm saying, so from Vriddhavyavaharaha also becomes a pramanam, a means of knowledge. So Sishtacharaha, Jeshtavyavaharaha, all become means of knowledge for us. At least that is how a person becomes very conscious of not going against the teaching, not going against, not doing any harm. So being conscious of ahimsa, being conscious of truthfulness, being conscious of values, those things. In spite of that, at least importance of prayer and worship and then all these things. So when the person, you know, has no exposure, anything, complete, there's no understanding, then they do not follow this way of life involving Panchamaha Yajnas, Dharma governed discipline of Karma Yoga, then if they're critical, it means they are Nashtaha. Okay, then Ashtaha. Who can save them? How can they be protected? Nashtaha, Achetasaha. They people who completely lack discriminative understanding. Okay. So we'll go to the next verse. Next verse is introduced by Acharya beautifully. The 33rd verse introduced by Acharya. Kasmat karanat punaha todayam matam na anutishthanti. So Bhagavan says, people who do not follow my teaching, or the indiscriminate people, deluded people, and may you understand them to be people who are lost. He says, now, Bhagavad-pada presence brings to light Arjuna's thinking. When Bhagavan said this, Arjuna was listening to him. What would have been Arjuna's response when Bhagavan said this? Arjuna did not express this. He was sitting there. Bhagavad-pada assumes this is what Arjuna must have thought in his mind. And seeing Arjuna's face itself, at somehow Bhagavan assumed Arjuna's thinking. And Bhagavan answered in the following verse. Kasmat karanat. What is the reason because of which? Twadiyam matam na anatishthanti. Why people do not follow the teaching of yours, I mean your teaching. Why people do not follow your teaching? What's the reason? Kasmat karanat punaha twadiyam matam na anatishthanti. And paradharman anatishthanti. Then why do people follow the duties which are not their duties, others' duties? Why do people do duties which are irrelevant for them? Paradharman kasmat karanat paradharman anutishthanti. Why do people follow others' duties? Why do they not follow your teachings? Swadharmam cha na anuvartante. Why people do not do their own duties? Why do they do others' duties? Why do they not do their own duties? Tat pratikulaha means tat pratikulaha. Why they are against the teaching? Why they are not supportive of the teaching? Katham na bibhyati. And how come that they do not get frightened of not following the teaching? There is no fear of the consequence, having to go through the consequence. They do not even know the consequence. So they do not know, they're not even frightened of not following. There's no guilt or there's no fear of not following the discipline. कथम न बिभ्यति। त्वत् शासन अतिक्रम दोषात् तत्शासन अतिक्रम दोषात् न बिभ्यति। दे आर नॉट फ्राइटेंड ऑफ दिस डिफेक्ट ऑफ ओवरकमिंग योर टीचिंग, आई मीन गोइंग बियॉन्ड योर टीचिंग मीन्स नॉट फॉलोइंग योर टीचिंग, नॉट फॉलोइंग योर टीचिंग, violating the teaching, not following, going against the teaching. So shasana, shasanam here means again teaching. Shasana atikrama doshaha tvatshasana atikrama doshaha means there is dosha means pratyavaya papam. What is pratyavaya papam? A papam, sin a person incurs as a result of omitting what should be done. See, when you commit what should not be done, these also papa karma. But when you omit what should be done, omission of what should be done results in patyavaya papam. Commission of what should not be done also produces papam. But a specific papam is what? Omission of what should be done results in patyavaya papam. Tvachasana atikrama doshaha means the defect of while atikramaha means disobeying, not following, violating, going against Bhagavan's teaching, there will be consequences, and they're not frightened of those consequences. Therefore, Bhagavan, so this much, okay? Arjuna was listening to Bhagavan. So, assuming as though Arjuna had these questions in his mind, Bhagavan presented the teaching for these questions in the following verse. Is it clear? Now you all must be having the same questions as well. If you don't have, also now we can have these questions. And imagine, Bhagavan, why do people go against dharma in spite of, why people do not follow this? What's the reason? Very beautiful. Kasmat karanat punaha todiyam matam na anutishthanti. Kasmat karanat paradharmam anutishthanti. Kasmat karanat swadharmam na anuvartante. Kasmat karanat tvat pratikulaha bhavanti. Katham tvat shasana Tvachasana atikrama doshat na bibhyati. How come they are not frightened of violating your teaching, going against your teaching? If these questions were there, Bhagavan's answer comes in the following sentence. Because they lack shishta Achara Pramanam. The Vriddha Vivahara Pramanam is not there for them. It's very important. That is why where you grow, how you, in which atmosphere growing is very, very important. This is how always Pujya Swami used to say when people from India, when go away, please don't mistake me. Swamiji had great respect for all cultures universally. And he always has, any native culture has been preserved, it's order of Ishvara. And this is because the native culture contributes for the emotional well-being of the people in keeping the geographical conditions, the climatic conditions. Swamiji always revered. And he did address in different conferences where they had this, the topic as preserving cultural diversity, religious diversity, etc. But still, Swamiji said, when people leave India and go away to other countries and living abroad, the children growing up there, at home, they have certain things their parents follow. And parents have to become gradually, in order not to be alienated, to be accepted by society. And they also gradually become a little flexible, you know, in not following certain things. And at home, they don't get the whole teaching. When they go out, they mix with the multicultural society. The children are helpless. They're torn between two cultures. Gradually, cultural erosion happens. The Vriddha Vyavahara Pramanam is not available. So, Shishtachara Pramanam is not available. The possibility of learning from the cultural background, isn't it? At home, what you follow, that's not available. Isn't it? Even today, very, very few families we can see where even the simple habit of getting up in the morning, having first shower, lighting the lamp, and at least don't do big pujas, at least going to Bhagavan, then going to the other activities is not there. People gradually gone. No, have shower in the evening, not on the whole day, eat before shower. This all became very common nowadays. Even in India, it has happened. I'm very surprised to see that. Very sad to know this. Those days, it was not there. Everybody in the morning, first thing, get up and then first, you know, you finish everything and then go for it. And you can see that elders doing handyavandanam or puja, something that the children, even they don't do puja, but seeing elders doing, listen to the shloka chanting, narration, you know, they learn a lot. That atmosphere is not provided nowadays. You know, that is very, that's called Vriddha Vyavahara Pramanam is not there, one of the reasons. Okay. Now let us go to the verse. Let us see the verse first. Sadrisham cheshtate swasyaha prakruter jnanavanapi sadrisham cheshtate swasyaha Prakruter jnanavanapi prakrutim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyati. Sadrisham cheshtate swasyaha prakruter jnanavanapi prakrutim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyati. She says, swasyaha prakrutehe sadrisham, swasyaha prakrutehe sadrisham jnanavanapi cheshtate. Swasyaha prakrutehe sadrisham jnanavanapi cheshtate. So, bhutani prakrutim yanti. Nigraha kim karishyati. You can say, jnanavanapi cheshtate. Means even a wise person, but who has shraddha in the shastram, has studied the shastram, and even that person, cheshtate means performs actions or behaves, follows certain way of life. You know, even that person, even his life behavior also is completely governed by his own nature. Prakriti. Prakritehe. Anugunam. Swasyaha prakritehe sadrusham means in keeping with one's own nature. Even a wise person behaves. the behavior is completely governed by one's nature. Therefore, prakritim yanti bhutani, all living beings also, whatever they do in keeping with their nature, in keeping with the prakriti. Bhutani prakritim yanti means all beings live their lives in keeping with their prakriti. I mean, they're completely helpless. They were nigraha kim karishyati. Let me make it very clear before I go to the word nigraha kim karishyati. So, jnanavanapi, even a wise person behaves, performs his activities, lives his life in keeping with his own prakriti. Swasyaha prakritehe sadrisham jnanavanapi cheshtate. Even a jnanavan behaves, lives his life in keeping with his prakriti. What can we talk of other living beings, all other people? So, bhutani means all living beings, all human beings live their lives in keeping with their prakriti. Bhutani prakritim yanti. Bhutani prakritim yanti means all living beings, all human beings live their lives in keeping with their prakriti. Okay, what does the word prakriti mean here? See, prakriti hi, we have seen different meanings. Prakriti hi means matter. Prakriti hi is another word for maya. Prakriti hi is another word for what? Maya pradhanam, unmanifested knowing power of reality. Different meanings are there. But here, please make a note. Here, prakriti hi means samskaraha. Samskaraha means subtle vasanas. Again, what is vasana? Vasana means the subtle, inexplicably subtlest inclinations a person has accumulated in one's subconscious mind in keeping with the punya papams a person has earned in previous lives by doing plus righteous and non-righteous activities. It's called prakriti. Okay. So, janmantara samskara janya janita vasana. That's what is prakriti. Suddenly something does not come because in previous janmas, how a person lived one's life, what all activities a person has performed, what all punya a person has earned, what all wrong things a person had done, what all papam a person has earned. So what all the samskaras, in whichever activity a person involved oneself, all that must have gone into one subconscious. So in subtle form, all that inexplicably subtlest actually inclinations in the form of vasanas, which a person has earned as a result of one's involvement in punyapapam activity, right and wrong activities, the punyapapam person has accumulated. That's a samskara. That is what is meant by the word prakritihi. And that becomes that which is which is that dormant, latent in one's mind alone. Later on, it surfaces in the present birth. So the previously earned vasanas and samskaras, as a result of the way of life a person followed in the previous janma, again it becomes expressed in the present janma. That is what is prakriti. That is why it doesn't matter whatever past prakriti we have. At least in this janma, we have to have our prakriti must be different in this janma. What we do, what we speak, what we think, what we do, how we try to live life. Dharma, all that will give completely new prakriti. The old prakriti will be pushed out, the new prakriti will go and fill in. The prakriti is a very, very beautiful word here. It is a small word, highly expressive. We're going to see it in Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary anyway. So in keeping with that samskara, janmantra samskara, the vasanas, inclination, interest, and all those things, a person's behavior becomes completely governed by that also. Okay, that is why nigraha kim karishyati, what will the control do? You cannot straighten the dog's tail. How much ever you talk to a person, meaning well, 100%, the person thinks the person is right sometimes. The person may be, nobody is wrong also. One's own perspective may be right. From the other person's standpoint, other person may be right. But beyond that, the person has to see, which the other person cannot see. Sometimes other people, what they see also have to see without being judgmental. You have to see the tally and see, you know, we see some benefits and others, they don't see other consequences. Is what nigraha kim karishyati? What will the control do? What will restrain do? Because complete the behavior. That's why we say it's not possible to straighten the dog's tail. It'll always be, you know, crooked. So, Bhagavan says, this is Arjuna's question. Implied question is what? Kasmat karanat tvadiyam matam na anatishtanti. What's the reason why people do not follow your teaching? Why people do what they should not be done? Why people, they do not do what they should be doing? Why people go against your teaching? They're not even frightened of the consequences of going against the teaching. Why? This is the main reason, okay? It is not this ajnani alone. It is not the entire world of humanity behaves in keeping with one's prakriti. Even a wise person's behavior is completely governed by one's, in keeping with one's prakriti. And what is prakriti? Let us see in the Bhashyam again. Sadrisham cheshtate swasyaha. There the word sadrisham. So cheshtate is atmanepadam. Cheshtate means karoti. Bhagavad Pada gives the meaning. Sadrisham means, literally sadrisham literally means similar. Sadrisham means similar. So here Acharya gives anurupam, matching, in conformity with, in keeping with. So cheshtate is equal, so sadrisham is equal to anurupam. Cheshtate means cheshtam karoti. Cheshtate means acts. Acts means lives on life. Cheshtam karoti means performs an action. Okay. And kasyaha. Sorry, kasya. Kasya means what? Kasya. So kasya anurupam cheshtam karoti. A person performs one's actions. A person acts. A person lives one's life in keeping with one's prakriti. So whose prakriti? Kasya prakritehe sadrisham. Kasya prakritehe anurupam. Manushyaha cheshtam karoti. Cheshtate. Swasyaha. Swasyaha means what? Swakiyayaha. See, swakiya prakritihi means one's own prakriti. See, prakriti is a stilinga shabda. Therefore, swakiya prakriti is equal to one's own prakriti. So, swakiya prakritihi, swakiyayaha prakritehe. So swasyaha prakritehe means swakiyayaha prakritehe anurupam cheshtam karoti. So swasyaha prakritehe sadrisham cheshtate means swakiyayaha prakritehe anurupam cheshtam karoti. So a person lives one's life, a person performs one's actions, a person acts exactly in keeping with one's own prakriti. That's swabhava. We call them, we say swabhava. That person's swabhavam is like that. And what is prakritihi? He says, prakritihi nama. Please read this very carefully. Okay? Prakritihi nama purva krita dharma adharma adi samskaraha. Purva krita dharma adharma adi samskaraha. Okay, why it's called samskara? Because it contributes for refinement, later refinement. So the previously accumulated punya papams, as a result of one's own right and wrong actions, and which become accumulated in subtle form, in the form of inclinations, otherwise known as vasanas, which contribute for the later refinement, and which become expressed in the present life, is called prakritihi. It is vartamana janmadau. Vartamana janmadau, in the beginning of the birth, of the present life. Vartamana means present. Vartamana janmadau. In the present janma, etc. Okay. Abhivyaktaha and janmadav, in the beginning of the present birth, which becomes expressed, abhivyaktaha, sa prakritihi. So prakritihi is that which is an expression in the beginning of the present birth, which is nothing but subtle vasanas, the inclinations accumulated in one's own subconscious a result of punya papams, which are the results of the previously done right and wrong actions, which is called prakriti. So janmantra samskaraha, which is naturally in one's own antakaranam, subconscious mind. This very, very important, beautiful expression. Purvakrita dharma dharmadi samskaraha vartamana janmadau abhivyaktaha sa prakritihi. Now you can understand why some children are very much interested in music. Some children are very much interested in arts, artwork. Some are interested in Devi Puja. Nothing comes overnight, no? The love for puja, love for decoration, love for flowers, love is all expressions of what? Vartamana janmadav abhivyaktihi, isn't it? Because suddenly a person will not be interested in Devi Puja. Suddenly a person will not be interested in, even in some love for Sanskritam, love for Tamil language, love for literature, love for music, love for dance, love for artwork. Anything, any love for something comes because of the janmantra samskara. Even the interest in learning Bhagavad Gita, studying Bhagavad Gita, you would not have got it unless you had the very strong samskara in previous janma. Doesn't matter, even people are born in England. They're not born in India. England or any part of the world. There are so many people. who's had so much interested. People come and ask, oh, how come that these all English people are interested in Bhagavad Gita and Vedantam? Janmantra samskara. Somewhere, something, even though they're born in different cultural background, they're born in different country, different language, completely different, but they pick up the thread where they left. How come there is tremendous interest in Vedanta? Will not be interested at all. You cannot impose something on somebody. Even in India, Pooja Swami was sitting in Coimbatore. How many were able to go and listen to him every day? The whole Coimbatore. I used to run here and there. Oh, come. I used to go. No, they will think this woman was, I was a jobless woman. That's what they must be thinking. Okay, so much to, nobody, see, people never made you, so some people used to come and tell me, oh my God, some old people, they tell me, you know, when Bhavana Maharishi was living, he was alive in Thiruvannamalai, I never made use of that, I never met and saw him even once. Oh, Mahapriya was in Kanchi available. Even I used to go to Kanchipuram for shopping, but I never made effort to really go and do namaskaram to him. What a papam. No, I should have gone. People miss all, why I'm saying all these things? See, the samskara, isn't it? It takes tremendous. You can see some people, so much interest in Bhagavadanta. Interest in Vedanta, interest in Sanskritam, interest in music, interest in fine art, interest in dance. Any field you're interested means even managing some business. People are very much inclined in such certain areas. And they do excellent job also. In any field, it can be physics, people love physics and mathematics. They prove themselves to be experts in their own respective field. Any interest in any subject matter is because of the Janmantra Samskara. A person, interest only in mathematics, only in physics. You know, in physics field, so much love for physics. The other person hates physics. Biology, I'm not at all interested. Oh my God, dissection, blood, oh, I'm not interested. As you can see, some people are very much inclined for medical sciences. Medical sciences. What I'm saying is all interest in any science, any discipline, any art, everything is because of the Janmantra Samskara. And what is Prakriti here? Understand? Prakriti in this verse does not simply mean the matter or unmanifested power maya. Here, prakritihi means the innate nature, swabhava, which means the natural inclinations obtaining in subtle form as vasana, in the form of, otherwise known as vasanas, and which you can understand how when they become expressed alone. You can understand what is in subtle form, isn't it? When you find people interest, suddenly you can see the prodigy children. Oh my God, this child sings so beautifully. Other child is not able to sing. That does not mean other child is inferior. This child has samskara, so the child is able to sing. That's all. Only 7-year-old sings so well. Because of samskara. Isn't it? All people do not become. That's why refined people, refined minds come back. The refinement, and they're able to do it. Amazing. This is something very beautiful, wonderful. Therefore, and the present behavior, in spite of having the teaching also, without having the teaching or in spite of having the teaching also, sometimes people are not able to follow, in spite of knowing, because their prakriti is very strong, much powerful, more powerful. The teaching is available. Suddenly teaching is available. They were exposed. Some punyam takes them to teaching also. In spite of having punyam being exposed to the teaching also, they're not able to follow the teaching because their prakriti is much stronger. That their behavior is in keeping with their own prakriti, not in keeping with the teaching. That is why they have to make use of their will. Understand? when exposed to teaching, at least will is there. And then what about the willpower? Even though willpower is there in all living beings, but still willpower cannot get expressed unless a living being is blessed with a human body. So expression of will, one can make with the willpower in choosing the actions, in choosing and in refraining from wrong actions, isn't it? Only if a person has a human being, if a person has a human body, only a human being can make use of the willpower, whereas other living beings, they're incapable of making use of the willpower because they remain steeped in total ignorance. Isn't it? So, even the samskara is not there, that is why the teaching is very important. At least some punyam somewhere brings you to the teaching, somewhere you get exposed, you understand the prakriti, understand how helplessness, isn't it? How we are inclined for certain things, but still in spite of the inclination being there, I have to choose to do what is right, I have to choose different from what is wrong. And keep okay, love for music, or one can actually, one can really again attain greater perfection on one like field of liking, but everything one must do in conformity with dharma. For that, one has to be again, one has to have shraddha in the shastram, and one having shraddha in the shastram, your person follows the teaching, and one can be prayerful. That's why one has to be prayerful again. One has to become prayerful, one has to become worshipful, one has to strictly follow dharma, one has to follow the teaching, one must be firm in following the teaching. This is how I do. I do not do what I want to do, but I do in keeping with the Shastra teaching, which means in keeping with dharma. That is when one has to make use of one's willpower also. Isn't it? Therefore, what Bhagavan says, the reason for people not following the teaching, going against the teaching, in spite of knowing what is right and true, in spite of knowing the teaching also, because of the strength of their own prakriti. Understand? Okay, let us see here what Bhagavan says. So, prakriti hi nama, purva krita dharma adharmadi samskaraha, dharma adharmadi samskaraha, vartamana janmadav abhivyaktaha, sa prakriti hi. You can make note, prakriti hi ka. So, trayastramshattame shloke, Bhagavad Gitayam, prakriti shabdasya kaha arthaha. Prakriti hi ka. What is the meaning of the word prakriti with reference to the 33rd verse of this chapter, third chapter, isn't it? You must write and write the definition of it. Because we can hold on to Bhagavad Pada's definition, the beautiful definition. Tasyaha sadrusham eva. Tasyaha sadrusham eva means what? In keeping with that innate swabhava, innate prakriti alone, sarvaha jantuhu, sarvo jantuhu means every creature, every human being, jantuhu literally means a creature. Here we take it mainly human being only. Sarvaha jantuhu, every creature, every human being, jnanavanapi, even the wise person, cheshtate, behaves, performs, actions, then kim punaha murkaha, then what can we talk of, you know, deluded people? Murkaha means, what can we talk of, I don't want to say foolish person, what can we talk, every, there's nobody, foolish means, or deluded is the foolish, okay? What can we talk of the simple deluded person? He will be completely overpowered by his own prakriti. Innate swabhava, which he has earned as a result of his past punya pam he has accumulated as a result of the activities he was involved in before. Even a wise person's behavior is in keeping with his prakriti, means what can we talk of the behavior of an ignorant person, deluded person, helplessly, completely governed by one's own prakriti. That is why a human being alone is capable of making use of his willpower, and he can try to live his life in keeping with the Shastra's teaching, knowing the value of it, in spite of, irrespective of whatever inclinations a person has naturally. So, tasyaha sadrusham eva sarvaha jantuhu. Every human being, every creature lives one's life. Jnanavanapi cheshtate. Wise person also behaves, performs actions, lives his life in keeping with his innate nature. Kim punaha murkaha. What can we talk of a deluded person? Having said that, next sentence. Tasmat prakritim yanti bhutani. Prakritim yanti means what? Anugachanti. Yanti means anugachanti. Yanti literally means gachanti. But you take it as anugachanti. Prakritim yanti. Bhutani. Bhutani is equal to praninaha. Praninaha means living beings. Here you have to take it as human beings. So all human beings, even you can say other living beings also. Praninaha. Only thing is, other living beings cannot use their willpower, cannot change. Whereas, that's why we say living, all living beings are programmed. Whereas human beings, we are not programmed. Even though we have our own innate nature, but still, because we are blessed with the free will, we can really change our activities. We need not do everything in keeping with our own innate nature. We can do things in keeping with dharma. So he says, bhutani is equal to praninaha. So all living beings, are beings in general, beings follow their innate nature. Prakritim yanti, prakritim anugachanti, praninaha prakritim anugachanti, bhutani prakritim yanti, means all living beings follow their innate nature in their behavior. Complete behavior is governed by their innate nature. Therefore, nigraha. Nigraha means nishedha rupaha. So prohibition, nishedha rupaha means the control in terms of, in the form of prohibition. Kim karishyati? What will do? What will the prohibition do? What can the control do? Mamava anyasyava. What can the control, the prohibition of such behavior do of mine or other persons? What Bhagavan says is, it is not possible. Okay? The prohibition or control or restraint will not do anything, cannot do anything, when a person's own innate nature controls the person. A person's behavior is governed by one's own innate nature. That is why, instead of brooming, instead of brooding over the past, oh, now I understand, I feel very restless, helpless. My behavior is because of my innate nature. I had this samskara. I had this vasanas. Completely, I'm helplessly stuck here. I should have done good punyam. I must have done good action previous lives. It is not for brooding over the past and lamenting over the past. Now, we understand how important now to live this life very, very carefully. The every fraction of second of the span of life, you must be very conscious. We should not take it. We can enjoy life, but it may be very serious. We can't take even a fraction of a second for granted. Every fraction of life, fraction of time of my, every fraction of second of my time of this span of life, I must live consciously, thoughtfully. I see what I say, what I do, what I think does not really go against dharma. This one must be, one must see that one's conscious to talk. That's why one must see how it is possible for one to be prayerful, to be worshipful, to be conscious of dharma, and to be able to place as much time as possible, as much as possible to place one's mind in Shastram and to associate oneself with people who live Shastram or who help you to be with the Shastram. Satsangaha. So that our present samskara, the present janma, what we accumulate will be a best samskara. If the next janma has to be nice, oh, I don't want next janma, I want jnanam in this janma itself. If you think, well and good, very good. You can aspire for jnanam, you can attain jnanam. But what I'm saying, even otherwise, at least, let us, even though moksha is like reaching the peak of the mountain, attaining jnanam is like reaching the peak of the mountain. And a long way to go, we have to climb this huge mountain of karma upasana, you know, karma upasana condoms. And here we have taken the first step to climb the mountain. Then what should be the attitude? Leave alone reaching the peak. We will be reaching the peak definitely, but let us now, time being, focus on having good prakriti. Our innate nature has to change gradually. You can't overnight, you can't change it. That's why the present actions, I'm doing everything consciously. That's why I always encourage, I really respect and revere a lot people who really spare time for japa. If you sit and spare time for japa, please understand it's very important. Any chanting you do, any japa you do, any puja you do with the focus, any shraddha you decorate, I tell you everything becomes upasanam. It is for good samskara. It's all for growth. It's all for maturity. It's all for development. It's all for progress. It's all for accomplishment. It's all for achievement. It's all for jnanam. It's all for moksha. It's all for Bhagavan. It's all for happiness, enhancement, and you know, it's all for fullness. Otherwise, we will be stuck with, you know, the problems of innate nature. So, that's why simply trying to control will not work. One needs somehow, because some punyam, exposure to the Shastram, it's not mere exposure, and Shraddha in the Shastram, and being able to listen to the teaching, and even though it is not possible sometimes because of the innate nature, because of innate prakriti, Janmantra Samskara, even if a person is not able to go with the teaching also, that is where prayerfully, worshipfully, one has to make use of one's willpower to go, to do, to live one's life in conformity with Shastra teaching. That is why Bhagavan now talks about this 30, the strength of the power of Prakriti, which is Purvakrita Dharma Dharma Adi Samskaraha Vartamana Janmada Abhivyaktaha. Okay. Yadi Sarvaha Jantuhu Atmanaha Prakriti Sadrushameva Cheshtate. This is very interesting, okay? నచ ప్రకృతి శూన్య కశ్చిత్ అస్తి తతః పురుషకారస్య విషయ అనుపపత్తేః శాస్త్ర అనర్థక్య ప్రాప్తౌ ఇదం ఉచ్యతే. లుక్ ఇట్ ఇస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ వాట్ విల్ సే. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ యునో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ ప్రీడెస్టిన్డ్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్రెడీ ప్రీడెస్టిన్డ్, predetermined. So it's already, everything is already what I have lived my previous life, how I have lived my life previously. Accordingly, I have earned punya papams. The punya papams are in the form of my, you know, the present inclinations, interests, and then the craving. So my external behavior is helplessly controlled by my own innate nature. So what happened then? Why should I? So I can't follow Shastram. It means even then Shastra teaching becomes meaningless. If it is not possible at all to overcome my Swabhava, my Prakriti. Therefore, Acharya introduces the following verse with a beautiful statement. Let us read a little bit, then we can continue tomorrow. యది సర్వః జంతుః ఆత్మనః ప్రకృతి సదృశమేవ చేష్టతే. సర్వః జంతుః, ఇఫ్ ఎవ్రీ బీయింగ్, యది ఇఫ్ సర్వః జంతుః ఎవ్రీ బీయింగ్ చేష్టతే బిహేవ్స్ యాక్ట్స్ లివ్స్ వన్స్ లైఫ్ ఆత్మనః ప్రకృతి సదృశమేవ ఇన్ కీపింగ్ విత్ వన్స్ ఓన్ ఇన్నేట్ ప్రకృతి ఇన్నేట్ నేచర్. ఐ సింప్లీ సే ప్రకృతి ఇన్నేట్ నేచర్ ఇన్ కీపింగ్ విత్ వన్స్ ఓన్ వాసనాస్ ఇన్ కీపింగ్ వన్స్ ఓన్ సంస్కార. యది సర్వో జంతు సర్వః జంతు ఆత్మనః ప్రకృతి సదృశమేవ చేష్టతే. ఇఫ్ ఎవ్రీ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ లివ్స్ వన్ లైఫ్ ఇన్ కీపింగ్ విత్ వన్స్ ఓన్ ఇన్నేట్ నేచర్, నచ ప్రకృతి శూన్య కశ్చిత్ అస్తి. దేర్స్ నో హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్, దేర్స్ నో నన్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ హూ ఈజ్ టోటలీ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ వాసనాస్. ప్రకృతి శూన్య, we'll understand, you know, what is vasanakshaya. This is a big problem, okay? We'll discuss it tomorrow. This is a big thing. If everyone's life is, everyone lives one life in keeping one's own prakriti, one's own vasanas, then there's none in the world who is free from devoid of prakriti, innate swabhava. Everyone has one's own bag, okay? I'm using the term gross word bag. Everyone has one's own subconscious mind. Everyone has lot of samskaras. That is why sometimes, that is why when we have to look at everything, that's why any behavior has to be accommodated by a mature person. Now, I understand why Swamiji used to tell, you know, to be accommodated, you must be too magnanimous and big to understand the person's, from other person's problems. Not to be affected, not be offended, to be tolerant also, isn't it? Otherwise, you'll find fault. Like any sick person, doctor, no doctor ever questions why you behave, why you had get headache and the fever. Doctor is very happy when you go to him, because you're going to pay him. That's a different thing. But and say, doctor understands, he doesn't understand, he doesn't ask the question, why did you get this disease? He immediately, he wants to relieve you of the pain, suffering, whatever problem you have. So he only tries, he diagnoses and tries to find the cause of your physical problem, illness, and he prescribes medicine. In the same way, any Mahatma Guru also, he knows everyone comes with the baggage. All guru must be the one who accepts a person with the whole baggage of samskara. That is why the person has to come to you. You can't go and search for the person who is not ready for it. It will be a waste of time. If a person comes to you, the person seeks your help, definitely you can help a person. I mean, in the sense, the teacher is available for help if you approach the teacher. Teacher should not go after the student, because the person will not listen. When he comes, means there's something in the problem. There's a lot of not able to overcome one's innate nature. The same time one has to face a lot of problems in life. Then some punya vashat, because some punya approach a teacher, then the teacher, that's why the shraddha must be there. Faith must be there. You know, follow the teaching, then you'll be saved. Isn't it? So, kaschitin asti, prakriti shunyaha kaschitin asti. There's not even one human being who is devoid of, free from prakriti. Complete is no subconscious baggage is not there. If there's no subconscious, you would not have been born here in this world as a human being. There's no prakriti shunyaha kaschit purushaha nasti asmin loke. Whichever part of the world you go, wherever you go, even once a person is born in this world as a human being, he has come with samskara only. Even a jnanavan has good samskara. Jnanavan api prakritehe sadrusham cheshtate. Jnanavan, ajnanavan, jnani, ajnani, modaha, murkaha, buddhiman, mandaha, manushaha, purushaha, stri, yuvakaha, every being is with one's own innate nature. That is why in interactions also the problem is sometimes we differ in the views. Why difference of opinion also? The views differ. Conditions differ. That is why wherever differences can be there, but our differences can be always resolved. How? Because of a trust in each other, the trust should be based on our commitment to dharma. That is why commitment to dharma is the only way. Commitment to dharma is there. 100% you are the well-wisher of the whole world. You cannot do anything against dharma, go against dharma. That is the trust. Okay, because you're committed to dharma, I trust you totally. In spite of not being able to accept certain things, your behavior. So you trust me. I mean, you means what? Other person, we trust other person because of our trust in the person is based on other person's commitment to dharma. I'm not saying, between two and people of understanding. I'm not talking about everybody. Okay. The two people who are good friends, but they have different views and opinions. But still, the friendship can be maintained. Because of the trust in each other, the trust is based on the commitment to dharma. That is how it is possible to survive. Otherwise, prakriti shunyaha kaschit nasti. Everybody has one's own innate nature, and everybody's behavior and life is completely governed by one's innate nature. Which means, one's helpless means, then what is the use of having shastram? If behavior cannot be changed. Shastrasya anarthakyam. Anarthakyam means what? Then shastram? Shastra teaching will be meaningless or what? No. We'll see that the Bhashyam, Bhagavad Pada's introduction, the sentence, let me read it. I'll unfold tomorrow, okay? Yadi sarvaha jantuhu atmanaha prakriti sadrushameva cheshtate nacha prakriti shunyaha kaschita asti. If there's none who is prakriti shunyaha, who is devoid of prakriti, the innate nature, tataha, then purushakarasya vishya anupapattehe shastra anarthakya praptau idam uchyate. The second part of this sentence I'll explain to you tomorrow. Okay? This sentence I'll do tomorrow again, Bhagavad Pada's introduction, before I go to the next verse. It's all right? Okay. Any question? Okay, let us see the introduction to the next verse tomorrow itself.
ஓம் பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.